Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Third convenient locations.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, especially when I get a chance to reintroduce you to our good friend, Grace Marie Turner. Grace Marie is an original founding member of our Brain Trust, the president of the Galen Institute. Nobody knows more about healthcare public policy, especially with regard to market-based solutions, than our good friend, Grace Marie Turner. And I've asked her to join us today to talk to us about how Obamacare, now that it is the law of the land, and the president is going to be able to stick to that, how's it going to roll out and how's it going to affect us? Grace Marie Turner, welcome back to the show.
Jim, always a pleasure to be with you, and thank you for all you do to keep your audience so well informed over the realities of what they have to deal with as small business owners.
That's all we can do now, isn't it? Just keep them, keep them informed and keep the conversation going, because not being informed, I think, is what got us to this point.
Well, two things. I think that absolutely everybody now has to be prepared for what is coming. But there is an Obamacare resistance movement that is brewing that's very real, in which individuals say, maybe it's the law of the land, but here's the way I'm going to avoid it.
Do you think Do you think President Obama is going to mistake his re-election as forgiveness for Obamacare, but maybe that's not the case?
No, they are saying absolutely that it's a mandate to continue with Obamacare, even though the last Kaiser public opinion poll taken before the election showed that only 38% of people supported having this law go fully into effect. So clearly the election wasn't about Obamacare.
Exactly.
Romney could not prosecute the key points, the individual mandate, the employer mandate, the state exchanges. All of those were part of Romneycare,
and you predicted that. You predicted that in the spring of this year. You that was your big concern with Governor Romney, was you said he will be weak on that issue.
Well, I actually wrote a piece for the Wall Street Journal 2 years before the election,
right,
saying that Romney has to come get straight with Obamacare so he can talk about this, because if he is the candidate, he's going to have to figure out how he's going to talk about it in a way that doesn't get him. Romneycare. He never did that.
Let's get back to how this thing's going to roll out. Now, the way the thing was started was you were going to have to start paying for, Obamacare before we actually benefited from it. So the payments, some of the costs of Obamacare were going to start. They're going to start next year, aren't they?
Well, actually, the taxes already have started. They included 10 years of taxes with only 6 years of spending in their initial estimate.
That's how they made it work. Wouldn't you like to be able to run your business that way, folks? Go ahead.
Your mortgage. Your mortgage, you don't have to start paying your house payments for 4 years.
Right, but you get to live in it for four years. So go ahead.
So some early provisions have taken effect. Obviously, the ones that we know that the 26-year-olds and their parents' policies, preventive care, some of the things
that was a big election getter, vote getter,
and people think, oh well, this isn't so bad after all. But the big tsunami of changes doesn't come until 2014,
right?
When all the mandates kick in, when the employer mandate, the individual mandate, the mandates on the state.
How about the guaranteed issue?
Rating. All that comes in 2014.
Right.
All the things that are going to drive up the prices, reduce our choices.
But the prices are already being driven up, Grace Marie, in anticipation of that.
And it hasn't even mostly gone into effect. Although I will tell you that one major corporate CEO told me recently that just this provision of putting 26-year-olds on their parents, keeping on their parents' policies at work, has cost his company $70 million in 1 year.
Just one thing. And that's not even, these are not sick people. These are young people, right? I mean, imagine what's going to happen when guaranteed insurability hits.
Yeah, guaranteed issue and community rating, which means that young people will pay much more for coverage,
right,
and they will have to buy much more generous policies than they otherwise would, which is why I think you're going to see a rebellion with especially young people not buying it.
So we're going to be living these details, folks. This is all part of this new normal I've been warning you about. We're going to be living these details. These are going to be other shoes. The other shoes of Obamacare are going to be dropping on us over, you know, one at a time, starting, but beginning for sure next year and then in 2014. One of those huge cogs in the Obamacare machine is something called the state exchanges. And we're going to get Grace Marie, it's very controversial, very politically controversial right now. And we're going to get Grace Marie to explain how they work and what they're going to mean to you and me when we come back after these messages. 20 Tales, stay with us.
If you are a CEO, you know success is a matter of getting the right players in the right roles with the...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.